Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. With increasing national attention on prison overcrowding, states are trying to do more to keep ex-offenders from going back to jail after completing their sentence. High recidivism rates cost communities and the state money by having to lodge and care for inmates and keeps people out of the workforce. In the first of a four-part series about efforts to combat recidivism, we take a look at some local initiatives in our region.
We need you and we want you.
At the Barron County Jail, I watched around 25 inmates sit quietly and listen to speakers talk about this post-release support network. All of them were getting out in the next few weeks. A solid chunk of them had kids and had been to jail two or three times. One of them, Julio Alonso, was sitting near the back that day.
I grew up with no mother, no father. The Boys and Girls Club and Corrections and Juvenile NAF, you know, North American Family Institute raised me, and I've been in jail and done drugs all my life.
A few of the speakers, known as the resource responders, singled out Alonso for his potential. When people do get out of jail, however, there are more pressing things to deal with than the usual get a job, buy a house, etc. Lieutenant Doug Miles, vice chair of the Southern Kentucky Reentry Council, explains.
If you don't have transportation to go to the job, you know, you can't keep the job. If you don't have proper housing, you know, for hygiene, to keep yourself clean and to get a good night's rest, it's going to be hard to keep that job.
The latest Department of Corrections data shows more than 40% of people reoffended within 2 years of release. No one I spoke to said they want to go back to jail. Instead, they talked about simple things and similar goals, like staying clean, going to their meetings, and keeping out of trouble. That sounds easy on paper, but the stats suggest most of them won't make it on their own. Probation and parole officers are supposed to help out. Hannah Kiefer is a reentry coordinator for the Kentucky Division of Probation and Parole. She says a few years ago, the department switched up its tactics to be more supportive. Now she says,
really, I meet with people that have a need. That's basically my day-to-day is if there's a need that pops up that somebody needs taken care of, I'm going to search my Rolodex and try to find them that solution.
Probation and parole offers classes inside of the jails, makes sure people have a place to stay after they get out, and connects ex-offenders with resources. Kentucky has more than 10 regional reentry councils to coordinate those pieces. They help with expungement, getting documents like ID cards and birth certificates, and work with treatment centers and other groups. Ricky Wooten, with the resource responders, says people need that first step to get on the right track.
If you have substance abuse and just can't get it going, you just can't find somebody to give you that hand, you don't know what else to do, you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do to get a job, you don't know any of that, well, it's easy to go back with your buddies.
And that's probably what led some of the repeat offenders back to the Barron County Jail. A handful of inmates in the crowd there didn't have high school diplomas. People are working to change that too, with GED classes twice a week at the jail. Adult Education Coordinator Joda Johnson says most of the county's GEDs come from the detention center.
There are some very, very intelligent people here. When they said it in the meeting a while ago, I laughed because it's the truth.
The next step is improving access to post-secondary education and training. Margaret DeZerga is a project director with the left-leaning Vera Institute of Justice. She says simple things like reinstating access to Pell Education grants can help make programs more available to incarcerated students.
Incarcerated people who participate in post-secondary education and training programs are 48% less likely to recidivate than those who do not. So it's a significant improvement.
The programs I talked to are relatively new, meaning there's not a lot of data on recidivism yet. Those running them seemed optimistic. So did the inmates. In the next story in this series, we'll introduce you to four detainees at the Barron County Jail. That airs next week at this time. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.